Hey guys, great news. The advertiser that we had for this episode moved to some week in,
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
June. So we don't have any sponsor at all this
no
episode.
No ad at all.
We could do whatever we want.
This episode is brought to you by whatever the fuck. actually, dude, this episode is brought to you by Brenner, Saltzman & Wallman. That's my dad's law firm in New Haven, Connecticut. If you have any tax issues, tax questions, real estate questions, or tax real estate questions, please, Brenner, Saltzman & Wallman, New Haven, Connecticut. Thanks, everybody.
You just send your dad an invoice for $25,000.
More money than we've ever made.
How about this episode is brought to you by our live shows coming out Saturday, May 31st at the Hollywood Improv at 8 p.m. Still tickets available. And also in New York City on June 12th. Not a live podcast, but still a live show.
Boom.
We'd like to see you there. Let's just get right into it this episode.
Why not?
If things are going to get real, they might as well get real starting now.
If you're ever in a pickle, if you're not seeing things too clear, I know a couple guys who go by Jake and Amir. They'll solve all your problems, but there's a catch or two. It takes a week to hear back, and they're gonna laugh at you. And I've never been so desperate as to ask three people on a podcast what I should do. But if you can't say the same, cause you're looking quite screwed, they'll be happy to tell you what they do if they were you.
Jazzy Cool Time theme song, sponsored by Memorial Day weekend. Just chill vibes, cool beach atmosphere, and a breezy good fun. Also, the sun, the surf, the sand. You're feeling it all. You're feeling it now. This is Canada's very own If I Were Goo. Hey,
you have a razor blade just hovering above your wrist. Entire thing sounded so soothing and
that was
jovial.
My confession. but it had a dark underbelly. I like that song because it reminded me of Jason Mraz.
And you love nothing more than Jason Mraz.
Yeah, well, I really only love I'm Yours by Jason Mraz.
Right.
I guess I love Jason Mraz in general.
I think all of his songs sound like that.
Yeah. No, they don't. There is only one I'm
Yours.
Do you
know any other Jason Mraz songs?
Because
I think you'd probably love them all.
Oh, no.
I really, like, you've never, it's so funny to think that you found a song that you loved that much.
Yeah.
Listen to I'm Yours all the time.
Uh-huh.
And it never occurred to you to be like, I wonder if his album's good.
Yeah, no.
You're just like, just this one.
Well, that's what I do. I find songs that I love, and then I do zero exploration.
But that thing about Macklemore.
Yeah, that worked out.
You liked his whole album.
Right, or like Eminem, like I loved like Berserk and Rap God. And then I had no inclination to listen to any of the other songs off his latest album. And then I did, and then I liked like a couple others. Like, yeah. Survivor.
And what's the one with Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, yeah. Love Game?
Yeah, that one's
great. Great song.
I like that, too.
Hey, this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
Recording this on Sunday.
Oh, wait, who sang that song? The jazzy?
Oh, shit.
Jason Mraz one?
Danny Riggs.
Danny Riggs, D-Riggs, Driggs.
He's probably wearing a fedora, right?
Fidodo.
Opened up, buttoned down.
Opened up, buttoned down, hemp sandals and a Fidodo. Summer ready, let's do it.
It was springy. You can't write that song in February.
That's true.
And if you do, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, and you're lying to me, and I resent the implication.
Well, he didn't. I'm not saying that he did.
Mr. Driggs.
It wasn't. It's not. It's Mr. Riggs.
Mr. Driggs, I don't think I appreciate you or respect you because you don't appreciate or respect me.
No, you lied to me.
You wrote that song in February.
I just said that if he had written that song in February.
Get him on the horn.
All right. I mean, he did include his phone number. This is crazy, though.
Mr. Driggs, hi.
Hey, nice to meet you. He's a robot. So how does it work? We get emails from people in difficult places, sticky situations, dire straits, as you say, and they write us their problems.
At ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
We read these questions and try to offer our advice.
So let's get started.
Let's give this guy a fake name to preserve his anonymity.
Of course.
I'm thinking... I got the NBA draft on my mind. Do you have a better theme than that?
Better theme than the NBA draft?
Didn't think so. Joel Embiid writes in. Hey guys, I got in a big fight with my girlfriend of 3 years. She hates it when I smoke weed, but I never do it when I'm around her, and she never finds out except for when she interrogates me every once a couple months about it. I ask her why I can't enjoy a bit of weed with my friends every once in a while, and she says it just bothers her and that should be enough for me to stop forever. I think we should have a don't ask, don't tell system about it, but she wants me to at least send a long text to her before every time I smoke saying how much I love her. What should I do? She's fine with me drinking and just told me that she kissed a list of my friends to get back at me. Keep in mind, my GF is a goddamn 10-cent piece. Thanks, Joel Embiid.
I refuse to keep that in mind, sir. No level of hotness excuses you from being a piece of shit.
It's a funny that, well...
A list of my friends?
Just like, you should write me a text message every time you smoke. Also... I made out with a series of your friends.
To get back at you for doing this harmless activity.
It sounds like she just wanted to
tell me how much you love me. And not just a text, a long text.
Yeah, how does she stipulate that?
It's got to be a long text. Well, you know, long texts do feel good.
Yeah, like when the bubble takes up the entire screen.
Oh, yeah, when you see like on the lock screen, like the dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
There's more to the text.
Yeah, there's got to be more.
Yeah, I love
that. That's the cutoff.
I love that.
I love a long text. I agree with her on that front. The rules and it's really hard to have a fundamental...
Well, I'll bet they're off because she Frenched your friends.
Yeah, that's...
She is a vindictive vixen, and you don't have to take it.
And you're a Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
And you are not a crook.
You are fixing to be had by a vixen.
So we suggest that you...
Blitzen.
Yeah, Blitzen. Get rid of this lady. But here's the bigger issue. Ultimatums are a little hard to have in a relationship. That means, like, there's a very strong... pragmatic difference of opinion there. If somebody's like, I'm drawing a line in the sand, you can't do this thing, and if you do, you have to do this. That doesn't sound like a good foundation of a relationship.
Yeah. Whenever there's a you can't do this, you have to be like, huh, I'm gonna do it. You can't be mad at me.
Or you can be mad at me, but you can't make rules.
Right, yeah. That's it. If you like smoking weed and you're not going to change, then go ahead and do it. And you just tell her.
In a long text message every day that you love her.
As she's Frenching your friend. Maybe it should, like, get back at you. He didn't even do anything wrong.
Well, he did something illegal.
That's right.
If he's not in Colorado or Washington, he had a weed. He had a marijuana joint.
You had weed leaves that you rolled into a joint or a doobie or perhaps a bowl.
You got stoned high off of it.
Yeah.
Probably had...
I bet he had a munchie.
Yeah, he had a munchie. I was going to say he probably had a munchie.
Cottonmouth and a munchie and a small case of the giggles.
Yeah, he was giggly. He had a food munchie, and what he did was have a food snack about it.
Mm-hmm.
So like a lot
he
of the times...
He maybe went into a food coma because he had so much munchie.
Yeah.
And then his eyes got bloodshot and
glazed.
Red.
Yeah. He probably got glazed-eyed, food munchy, and had a snack about it. And then He had a Cheeto.
High food munchie, then had a snack.
Yeah, you got stoned high. You got a food munchie. You had a Cheeto about
hey,
it.
Hey, man, you're harshing my mellow, man. You loser.
Have a Cheeto puff.
She deserved to French your friend, and you deserved to have it happen.
So what can we say?
I do think, well, for, all bets are off because she blatantly cheated on you and made a list of your friends. Also, so you have no girlfriend and no friends, and you're addicted to weed.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was going to record a podcast, but I got high.
Say what? That song got so popular. More than it deserved.
Afro Man, dude.
Where's Afro Man been? The hero that this city needs. I guess it made sense that he can, then took 12 to 15 years off.
It seemed like
it would make sense that...
One hit, then we wondered where he went.
Very good. Hit, pun intended, because that's what it's called when you take a puff-puff pass of the bowl, the piece,
reefer
the glass.
A reefer gunge.
Yeah.
A gunge reef.
I don't know. Get rid of this lady.
Yeah, I think...
it's weird that we're telling him to choose drugs over a relationship.
But I think that's something that like holds a lot of weight in a relationship when you say, I shouldn't have to tell you why. It just really bothers me. And if you do it... It hurts me. You know, like that's...
How much weight would you say that holds? Like an eighth?
Nice, dude.
A dime bag.
A dime bag? Fucking scale?
Change your...
Separate
change your,
to sell?
Change your dime
baggies.
Piece for a dime bag.
Just all... Is it all kush or is it all stem? Is it Cali kush or is it dank?
That dank, sticky, icky, dude.
I got Blue Dream. Isn't that what we smoked with my brother?
What?
Blue Dream?
Your brother was like telling us like, all right, so this is like Sativoy, which is like sort of a more heady high, but it's like also got that 20% kickback kush, which is like, yeah, that
that's
like
not
mellow.
My brother. How dare you? I will defend my family.
To death. Do you think people can hear that helicopter?
I don't know.
All right.
Let's find out.
Let us know in the comment section below. What were you about to say?
Well, just if somebody says something, if someone that you love is like, this really bothers me and I can't put my finger on why, but it hurts me. What do you do? Take out of the equation that this girl's a vindictive whore that made out with this guy's friends to get back at him for doing nothing.
I think it depends on what that thing is. Like if that thing is like a kleptomania or something illegal or like it bothers me that you steal shit. And it's like, oh, yeah,
that's the separation because, like, something is blatantly bad, blatantly illegal. But this girl is like, this isn't necessarily bad for everybody.
Right.
It just bothers me.
Yeah.
And when you do it, it really bothers me.
Right.
So do you value how I feel or do you value being high?
Well, maybe there's a – I don't like the ultimatum. Why does it have to be all or nothing?
Right. It sounds like he had the healthiest thing, which is a don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Which is like, I won't say, like, I'm going to go get high, but, like, sometimes I'll just be with my friends and I might be high. That'll be it.
Yeah, and I'll write you a really long text.
No, he shouldn't have to do the text.
Oh, you don't agree with the
text.
I'm
saying, like, out of sight, out of mind. I don't know.
And he is out of his mind. He is blazed.
Blazed high and... More than gone, not there.
Here. To disappear, I would have to be there to begin with.
So present.
Yes, and I was not of this earth. I don't like the ultimatums.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It.
Ultimatums are bad.
Also, I think it's Joel Embiid, and I said Joel Embiid. I don't know why. I don't want to be called out, put on blast by basketball fans. I'm one of you.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm serious,
so
dude.
So embarrassed.
Especially because I was right to begin with, and I corrected myself incorrectly. All right. Next question.
Yeah.
Comes from a dude we'll call Jabari Parker. Jabari Parker writes, "Hey, fellas. So I took a gap year to Asia last year, and the whole thing turned into months of wildness and debauchery." Debauchery. Debauchery.
Definitely.
"One night, a friend and I took it a little too far and ended up with tattoos on our feet, not matching or any of that shit. I never intended to get this tattoo walking into the shop, but my fierce competitiveness kicked in and when I watched him and thought I could do that too. Now I'm left with this weird circle thing on my foot that I made up on the spot and the tattoo The tattooist traced onto my foot around a roll of tape. I'm from Australia, and flip-flops are a part of life, and now I don't have the confidence to wear them anymore because I feel like a royal fool with this rough and rotten ink on me. I'm not really a fan of the thing, but removal is painful and expensive, and it almost seems like the coward's way out of my ill-thought-out-of-lifelong decision. Any advice would be much appreciated. Thanks, Jabari Parker. Can you tell why I chose this question?
Because I have tattoos that I regret.
On your foot. On your foot.
Yeah.
And it's a circle-based tattoo on your foot.
That's true, too.
So, what have you done about it?
So, I don't appreciate you putting me on a tattoo-based blast.
Well, it's well-deserved.
Not on a Sunday. A little Sunday.
And it's a Memorial Day. It's a three-day weekend.
A Memorial Day blast?
This blast will last an extra day.
How is that fair? How is that just? How is that kosher?
That's what you should be asking about the tribal sun located on your right ankle.
Okay, cool. Well, I have a tattoo. I purposely made my body ugly. You have an ugly face, which you can't control. Here's what I'll say about the tattoo. First of all, this guy's saying he got it because he's competitive, because he saw his friend get one and said, I can do that too, of course.
Yeah.
It's not a competition.
I can have $35 too, I said.
Yeah. No. That's a weird way to describe it.
You didn't give it the tattoo. You just paid for it.
Flip-flops are a way of life is another dumb thing you said.
Well, it's Australia, man. You don't get it, brother.
Sorry. I'm more just nitpicking. I'm nitpicking his language at the moment. And I'll say about tattoos, I didn't regret mine right away. I grew to regret them, and now I've grown to embrace them because they represent, like, a stupid little part of my life where I was 19 and really into Dave Matthews, and I thought that, like, a tribal sun on my ankle made me a hippie, and I was wearing cargo shorts and I had a hemp bracelet.
Yeah.
And it was like, and
so let me ask you this: if you could snap your fingers and remove them, would you?
Yeah.
All of them?
Probably. I don't know, maybe not the butterfly tattoo, just because it's embarrassing, but it's like
part of you now.
Yeah. I don't know. And maybe I'll grow to feel that way about the other two, but it just, I think if you can't laugh at them, then it is, your life's going to be shitty. If you're going to be more embarrassed, you're going to be mortified of your tattoo.
Yeah.
Then it's like, make fun of yourself before anybody makes fun of you. That's what you have to do. Like, yeah, I was drunk and I was abroad and my friend did it. I was like, oh, whatever.
At least it shows that you think flip-flops are carefree? How about getting a fucking tattoo of a circle? That's the ultimate flip-flop.
Your attitude has to be good. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. That's just life advice. That's not tattoo.
And he's Australian, so it seems like that's the way to go, is to just be chill about it. Yeah. Here's my suggestion, which is what you keep toying with, is not removing it, but turning it into something else.
Yeah, but like a circle's so innocuous, it's kind of perfect. I actually think about turning my tribal son into a circle.
And then you'll be in the exact same place as this guy. Yeah, why don't you turn it into something that's kind of funny or cool? Like you were talking about turning that circle into a robot.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Maybe I would turn it into an avocado now.
Yeah, avocado's good. What about if you turn the circle into a pizza? That's a fun tattoo. Pizza pie?
The circle could be pepperoni on the pie.
Yeah, it could be a single. Yeah, the tattoo is going to be so big, your tattoo right now is just a pepperoni on a giant, giant pizza pie.
This is nice because it leads us into our break where we will spend it talking about other things you could turn the circle tattoo into. You could turn it into a dandelion. You could turn it into a sunflower. Many flowers have circle centers, so let's go with that theme here. We could turn it into a daisy or a tulip. We could turn it into a moon, into a sun, into a
the moon, Venus for one. Just like a shot of the outside of our house, and then a time lapse of the sun rising and setting for 3 days. You can turn it into.
My voice is gone.
A don't worry, be happy, smiley.
An acorn. Not your perfect circle, but, you know, you had a little point to the bottom. Excuse me. Turn it into an eyeball?
Just have some water, dude.
No.
You can drink water.
Not until I said everything that's a circle or near a circle.
Idiot. You fool. Yeah. So Jake's advice is to embrace it.
We know someone who's getting tattoos removed.
Who? Oh. Okay. Actually, secondly.
I know someone who knows someone who's having a tattoo removed. Mm. And I saw there's like an Instagram video of like this woman has like a sleeve of tattoos she's getting removed. And it's absolutely disgusting looking. Like blood blisters bubbling up, and she's like popping them and squeezing this pussy blood out of her arm.
Oh God.
Like how I think it's way more, it's embarrassing to like have the tattoo, but it's so much more embarrassing to take yourself so seriously that you're going to go and spend thousands of dollars and endure this painful, disgusting process where you're popping blood blisters.
Yeah.
Like,
that's why a tattoo is permanent for a reason.
It's permanent, and just like embrace the stupid thing that you did. It's funny.
It's silly. It's,
you didn't hurt anyone. You just like got a dumb thing on your skin.
Well, he didn't pay for it.
Cool. Yeah,
he stole it.
What are you talking about?
He stole the tattoo, I bet.
Do you think I said something about him paying for it?
No, I'm just guessing that he did.
He stole it?
Yeah, that's how he hurt someone. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I imagine like actual pain. Like he, I don't know. We missed each other on this one.
Episode 80.
A rare miss.
A single. You guys are going to be pissed about that we lasted this long without making a joke that neither one of us got.
I think we've done it one other time on the podcast. It's really rare that me and you do it.
Right.
Isn't that amazing? I think it's beautiful. I love you, man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I think it's cool that we are so in sync, so on the same level that we're like...
Cool.
We share a brain,
Question number three.
And I want to share everything with you. I love you.
What a...
Question number three, indeed. You don't have to say it back, because I feel it back. You're my man. I'm your man. I know that. We are brothers. We are lovers. I love you.
Some of that stuff was definitely true.
Let's just move on, dude. We don't need to like discuss it. I'm saying how I feel about you.
Okay.
And I know it's reciprocated.
Okay. It just...
We don't have to be like, I love you. I love you too. I'll say it for both of us. I love you, so much. And I feel it back from you. It's amazing. It elevates me. It enriches me day to day. You are my man.
Perfect.
And I am yours.
What really gets me is not the 80%.
More than anything, I'm your man.
That's fine.
And I think that's
fine.
Yeah.
That's done. And you're done.
And you know what?
And no more.
We belong to each other.
Okay.
And I think the same way I feel enriched,
yes,
empowered.
That's fine.
And engulfed by your love.
Let's get to question number three.
Okay. I just want to say I appreciate the love that I feel coming from you. Sometimes I wonder if I can love you enough because you love me more than I could ever reciprocate.
Okay.
And I think that's beautiful.
As long as you're stating your opinion, it's valid.
Moving on. This is the Amir Loves Jake show.
Hey, come on, dude. My brother listens to this. All right, moving on to question number three. For real tree. This time, though. Andrew Wiggins writes... Hey dudes, I'm 24 and haven't had a girlfriend in a while, but the last few weeks there's been a lady that's been messaging me and making it really clear that she likes me a lot. I like her just fine and all, but she's not exactly all that bright. I'm not super smart or anything, but I can already tell I would get tired of this lady on an intellectual level. Should I bang her and be bored with the conversation, or should I just cut it off before anything sexual happens? Thanks, Andrew Wiggins.
What's your vote?
Like, what would I do or what should he do?
What would you do?
I am not able to separate as well as I should be personality and physical appearance. I'd like to be more cool about that, but I'm a very judgmental kind of guy where if I think somebody's not good in any specific way, it sort of ruins the whole package.
Hmm.
I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Obviously, it's right. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing not that.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not for everybody.
Of course.
Some people have a whole different set of values that they care about. And you prioritize what you want in a woman. For example, let's say I'm looking for the smartest girl. So I'll make that the highest priority. And suddenly, it doesn't matter what they look like.
Are you looking for the smartest girl?
Never.
Good.
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 Why?
Because you'll only... Because there's no such thing.
As the smartest girl?
As a smart girl.
Oh, my God.
That's right, dude.
Holy shit.
I'm finally taking a stand on this podcast.
Which
I'm tired
is what?
Of us being wishy-washy.
Uh-huh.
Girls aren't smart.
And I am.
I'm the smartest. I'm the smartest person in the world, and I'm a boy.
Last time I checked, I have a penis.
Second smartest person in the world? My daddy.
Also a dude.
And guess what? Wayne. Third smartest person in the world.
My mom, but still, that's an aberration.
She's number three out of two. What? I don't know. I feel like I always find I don't necessarily surround myself with, like, dumb girls. That's I'm with you that I wouldn't necessarily be, like, attracted to somebody who I found to be not smart. But I also can see people's value outside of, like,
their
a certain type of intelligence.
Right.
Like, I could talk to someone who doesn't necessarily isn't, like, smart about writing, like, which is something that I feel like I'm smart about, but they might be smart about something else, like you know, whatever a girl is smart about, like cooking or something. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm going to drop the bit. But I think that I could meet somebody who's, like, not necessarily, like, worldly and, like, intelligent by a normal standard, but that I could find, like, everybody is an authority on something.
Yeah, everybody's, like, at least the best at something.
Right, so I could find her passion and be like, oh, okay, you could talk about this. And as long as it wasn't something like celebrity gossip, I could probably get interested in it
right.
for long enough to be like, I am attracted to this person.
So
maybe this guy should try to do that, not be like, well, I need to have an intelligent conversation. Like, why don't you not talk about something that you, like, perceive to be intelligent, but just talk to her about what she's into, and then you'll see that she is articulate.
Everybody's intelligent about something.
Right.
Well, what if you're not intelligent about anything?
I don't think...
Separate personality? Well, you can separate personality from appearance for, like, one or two nights, but then you eventually have to speak to this person in a non-drunken setting.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And reality will set in. And this goes either way. Like,
right.
Girls talking to dumb guys or guys talking to dumb girls.
But there's nothing wrong with, like, hooking up with somebody that you might not connect with on a level aside from a sexual level. And then just as you realize, you know, this, I'm not enjoying my time with this person because I'm having to have conversations and not just fuck.
Yeah.
Then you fade away and you do your vanishing act, or you tell her that you're not really feeling it, and the end.
Yeah, and you can justify it to yourself by being like, oh, I wasn't entirely sure how intelligent she was or wasn't until we did have sex. And then when I really figured out her true self, I decided not to be with her. I wasn't necessarily just with her until we fucked, and then I gave up on her.
I just think you're, like, people are always saying, like, you're projecting too far into the future to be like, I don't want to fuck her and then just leave because she's dumb. Like, why don't you just – if you right now want to fuck her and you want to get to know her and you want to talk to her, then just explore that, and she might feel the same way or she might not. But there's no one is saying there's any rule about being with her for, like, a month and getting to know her on any other level. It's just that first – just take the first steps without overthinking the future.
All right. Andrew Wiggins – but I have the same problem too. I'm not able to, like, separate my anxiety.
I know, and I tell you, this is like me having a conversation with you,
yeah.
not during a podcast.
Right.
Just like, you're always like, I don't want to go out with her because then, like, what, I won't call her or something.
Yeah.
No one's saying you're not going to call her. All anyone is asking of you is to go out with her once.
Yeah. That's and
it.
Then what?
If you had a good time, a second time. If you didn't, the end. But to project a feeling on something before you even explore it it's a waste.
I'll do it. You'll go out with the next woman I see, whether she likes it or
text
not.
Text one of those girls whose numbers you got last week.
Chill out, dude.
Yeah.
Right now on
right
the show.
Now. You should do it on the show.
I didn't get any numbers.
Yes, you did.
You got the numbers.
No, not that. First of all, not that time, but yes, and I offered you those numbers and you wouldn't take them.
Right.
I was talking about the number that Jesse got for you.
I'm talking about the number that my other friend got for me. Don't you see the pattern? It's me talking to someone, not necessarily wanting to see them again, and then my friend gets their numbers for me without me wanting that.
That's not true.
Yeah, well, that's what happened the last couple times. Classic. Vintage me.
Text the girl that Jesse's got your number for.
All right. Relax. I'll do it right now.
Will you?
No, I don't have her number. Once again, my friend got it.
He never sent you the contact?
No.
Tell you what. Send Jesse a text asking for the contact.
And then we'll...
That'll satisfy me for now.
So that's just one step removed from actually talking to this girl. All right. Let's have a breaky break. You know what I wanted to talk about? People had questions about the Podcast One thing. How do you listen to our podcast now that we're on Podcast One? Podcast One has an app, just like SoundCloud had an app. So if you listen to it on the SoundCloud app, Podcast One also has an app, and it's available for Android and for iPhones. And if you live outside of America, I think you can't get the app, but you can download every episode as an MP3 on our Podcast One page, and I'll leave a link to that on our show page on ifiwereyoushow.com. Also, the qualities of the actual audio is going to get better. I accidentally encoded it at 128 kbps instead of 256. So that'll also change. I think those are the two big questions people had, which is how to get the podcast now that we're no longer on SoundCloud. What else is going on?
Shows.
Yeah.
Two shows.
Yeah. One on Saturday in less than a week. At the Hollywood Improv, it's a live podcast.
That's right.
And then on June 12th in New York at UCB Theater in New York City.
Our triumphant return. Buy tickets now.
The Prodigal Sons Return. That's what you guys should call us. The Prodigal Sons.
Return.
Yeah. No. Just the Prodigal Son.
I love it. The nickname. Jake and Amir. The Prodigal Sons Return. They're coming back to Brooklyn.
So then it would be the Prodigal Son Returns.
Yeah. The Prodigal Son Returns to Brooklyn.
I don't think that's a good one.
Returns?
I don't think it should be Returns.
The Prodigal Son Returns.
To Brooklyn.
Returns.
All right. Last question.
Yeah. It'd be cool if we were going somewhere for the first time, like St. Louis.
Yeah.
The Prodigal Son Returns is coming for the first time to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, but we've actually been to St. Louis.
Have we?
Yeah. University of Missouri.
St. Louis
rolling on dubs and baba da bubs. Ready for this?
No.
Emotionally? Physically? It's another dude. I'm sorry. All right. We'll call this dude Julius Randall. Julius Randall writes, "Hey dudes, I've been seeing my girlfriend long distance for about a year now. Jake, don't flip out just yet, and it's going quite well for us. Recently, however, she's informed me that she will often send her best girlfriend nude pics of herself. Granted, these are pics she's already sent me, but I just don't understand why she sends them to her friend also. She says it's not so much a sexual thing, and she likens it to when girls send outfit pics to show off or get approval. She says that it's a pretty typical behavior among girls who are really close, but I'm 27 and have had a lot of experience with women, but I've never heard of this being typical behavior with anyone else. What do you think of this situation, and should I do anything about it, or just see if it leads to a three-way? Thanks, Julius Randall."
Dude, you hit the jackpot.
It's definitely leading
to a three-way. You're on the highway to three-way. You got a ticket to ride.
This guy's getting a little ahead of himself. He's very optimistic. Should I do anything about my problem, or see if it leads to an orgy? Those are not the options.
Yeah, let's just take the orgy off the table, which it's not leading to. You never know.
You think it's normal, typical behavior? I doubt it, right? Sending girlfriend nude pics?
Well, maybe it is leading to an orgy.
Oh. Now that you think about it.
Now that I think about it, I don't know. It seems weird.
But at the same time, would you be mad if your girlfriend did that?
First of all, if I had a girlfriend,
she would definitely do it. And yes, I would be mad.
Yeah.
I'd be irate.
I'd fully expect a three-way.
At that point. We've all seen each other naked.
Moreover, yeah, I'm a little livid.
At what?
I'm trying to think here.
Oh, is that what this looks like? Oh, no. I'm trying to think too hard.
It seems like... I would just be a little worried about, like, because if you love someone and they're sending you, like, pictures that are naked of themselves, you, they're precious. You don't want, like, those leaking and being out there in the world for other people to gawk at whose eyes they weren't meant to be privy to.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So you're not worried about the friend having it. You're worried about the friend showing it to other people.
I'm worried about the
ubiquity.
The ubiquity.
And conformity.
And conformity.
Of this.
And the enormity.
Yeah. And the gravity of this situation.
It's, what is, oh fuck. What's the word?
What are you trying to describe? Let me see
the
if
integrity
I can
help. Is compromised.
Oh, because
it's compromising the secrecy.
These are all seemingly close. I wonder if people listening are just shouting the correct word at you that you can't hear.
Yeah,
because it's the future.
It's, oh man, I don't know what the word is.
Is it preciety, like preciousness?
No, it's like something being breached.
Oh,
the integrity, like the structural integrity, but
it's
not
being
that,
compromised.
Yeah, like the. But whatever. Yeah,
the,
you know,
emotional integrity.
The security is compromised.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Okay. That's close enough.
Yeah. You've got these pictures that you're holding. They're in your possession. They're precious. They're, I guess, theoretically on your girlfriend's phone. But they're precious to her, too. And now they're on her friend's phone.
Yeah.
That's three phones that these photos are on. I think that's a little too much. It's a little too risky. It's
one too many.
Yeah. And that could go to more phones and more phones after that. And I think... But it's not like she's cheating on you with her friend. I would just be concerned with the carelessness, the frivolity that they're being sent into the world to you, to her friend. It's like, hey, these are a little precious here.
Yeah.
I thought they were for my eyes only.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing. You expect to feel special, especially, you know, if she's your girlfriend. They're not being sent to other people. They're just for your eyes. They're for you.
But isn't it a little bit sexy that she's sending it to her friends?
I don't buy into that, like, lesbians are hot shit.
No. That's not for you.
No. Like, oh, dude, hot. Yeah. Girls sharing nude pics. Like, I'm not involved in that. So it's not, like, sexy.
Well, he thinks it'll lead to that. Happening.
Well, of course it won't.
Well, it is one step closer than nothing.
Yeah, that's true.
Is it worth the risk, though?
Well, I don't even know if it's worth bringing up to your girlfriend to be like, don't do this. I guess you could say it makes me a little uncomfortable. Or like, why do you want to do that?
But you don't want to issue the ultimatum, as we called it earlier.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of ultimatums. I fear the ultimatum. You never want to say, choose this over me.
Well, it's always like the ultimatum is always happening when something shitty is happening or when something or someone is being shitty. So – as soon as the ultimatum is issued, that's like the death sentence for everything.
Right. So it's not necessarily
like,
the ultimatum.
My girlfriend's sending naked pictures to, like, just theoretically, let's say, my girlfriend's sending naked pictures to her friends and my friends and just, like, lots of people. Should I issue an ultimatum? No. Break up with her.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, my girlfriend has issued me an ultimatum that she's going to start making out with my friends. Like, oh, break up with her. If an ultimatum has been issued or you think you need to issue an ultimatum, that's actually what you're saying is – it's time to break up.
Right. Because you don't want to put her in a position where she's choosing between something else and you.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like this is a situation that warrants an ultimatum or a breakup. But this maybe is, a like, hey, I'm like lightly concerned by this.
Yeah. Maybe a penultimatum, which is the second to last ultimatum.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's sort of saying, can you quell my fears or confirm them?
Yeah. I can confirm them. I have been sending nude photos to a female friend of mine.
Very well. And can you quell my fears that this means you are frivolous with your nude photos and you don't care if other dudes see, because I fear that may make me jealous. Color confirm.
That is confirmed too. I do not care who sees these nude photos, whether it be my female friends, homosexual male friends, or even heterosexual male friends.
That is the key word that I did not want to hear. Heterosexual. So here we go. This is the end of our relationship. What a ride it was. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and good night.
Namaste.
And then you cut to leaving the apartment forever. Mm-hmm. Never coming back.
There it is.
I think if it makes you uncomfortable, you should bring it up, but you shouldn't say, don't do it. Don't say, don't do it.
Right. Never, because I think you say something makes you uncomfortable to see how the other person reacts.
Yeah.
No one reacts well to an ultimatum, but she may react well to your discomfort. Maybe her instinct will be to comfort you.
Yeah.
I think nobody's instinct when they're issued an ultimatum is to comfort the issuer of the said ultimatum.
Maybe you should also take a straw poll of some female friends to see if it is a normal thing. And then you can...
Straw polls are always a good idea.
Maybe a Gallup poll. Maybe 100 independent Americans scattered across America. That way you can
I feel comfortable if Quinnipiac conducted the poll.
Yeah, you give her the facts of the case. Listen, 79% of females do not send pictures to friends. Obviously, this is a level of normalcy that you're over-exaggerating at the very least.
Ma'am.
I wouldn't say that's average. Ma'am. Maybe if 50% do. But we're looking at these numbers. I mean, these are strong indicators. Ball don't lie. Yeah, that's it.
Ball don't lie.
If you have questions of your own, or if you're just looking to fuck with us in a weird, weird way.
In a sadistic way. You want to troll us.
Like a prank, or maybe a fake question about having threesomes or orgies and stuff like that that you think are funny, but we don't necessarily like, send that to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
Not only that, if you have a theme song.
Oh, yeah. That first one was pretty awesome. It was written by Danny Rags, I believe his name is. Danny Riggs, right.
Riggs.
And this last one, this outro, is written by somebody named Jonathan Gould. Our fans are more talented than us.
More talented than you. Don't speak for me. I could write the fucking hell out of a theme song. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. My baby don't mess around she knows she loves me. Yes, I know for sure.
So far, exactly Hey Ya.
I know it's exactly Hey Ya. So it's pretty cool that I thought of it that quickly.
Also, don't speak for me. You spent 3 minutes confessing my love for you, which is something that you don't have the authority to do.
I have the audacity to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that makes me a little bit lovable.
But just a little bit. Just
hey,
enough.
Hey,
thanks, guys. We'll be back soon.
Hey, if you're feeling down or need some advice, these two guys will bring your questions to life. When life is tough and you don't know what to do, just walk.